Last night at McGarvey's Sports Bar in Manchester, New Hampshire, all eyes were on the Pittsburgh Steelers-Denver Broncos playoff game, but thoughts were on tomorrow's primary.
So you say you're going to try to vote on Tuesday. Is there a candidate you're passionate about?
Not that I'm passionate, no.
One of the interesting things about the primary this year, it feels as if it came late to the ground in New Hampshire.
Right. I haven't really seen a whole lot.
So if you go...
I will definitely go.
And do you know yet what you'll do?
I don't know.
Sunday night.
It is. I got plenty of time to decide. My goal overall is to make sure whoever I vote for gets Obama out of office.
Oh, yeah, I have a candidate picked. I'm voting for John Huntsman. He's not about divisiveness like Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, and some others. I like John Huntsman. I don't have big problems with President Obama. I think he's tried to do some good things. I really do. But I don't think he's kind of the leader that we need.
Probably voting for Mitt Romney. I mean, I'm a registered Republican. In the last election, I did vote for Barack Obama. He's being roadblocked by the Congress. It's,
Sorry, I'm taking you away from the game.
No, that's quite all right. It's very divisive.
Ron Paul. You know, I just started to learn about him. I like the fact that I don't think he's in anyone's pocket.
So there you have it. And did you hear someone mention John Huntsman? Well, here's a question he was asked this weekend.
Governor Huntsman, I'd like to ask you, as someone who's been here in New Hampshire a while, what is our state motto, live free or die, mean to you personally, and how would it guide you in the White House?
Well, Huntsman went on to speak of life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. A lovely, thoughtful answer. Then there's this one.
Right, New Hampshire's got fireworks, no seatbelts, no sales taxes, like Mexico. People could run across the border.
That's New Hampshire native and comedian Justin McKinney. You may have seen him on Comedy Central or The Late Show with Jay Leno or Conan O'Brien. And Justin now joins us from his home in Newmarket, New Hampshire. Justin, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Robin.
And for people who don't live in the area, explain this. You mentioned the border. It's the one between Massachusetts and New Hampshire because there are others, you know, Vermont, Maine, Canada. But the ones people in New Hampshire seem to care about the most is the one with Massachusetts. Explain some of those things you said. No seatbelts, no sales tax.
Yeah, they take that live free or die thing really serious here in New Hampshire. In all the other states, you know, you have the signs, don't drink and drive. And when you come in New Hampshire, there's like a liquor store right on the highway.
Well, it's not just that there's a liquor store. It's like this huge liquor store.
It's like an outlet mall.
Yes.
It's like, you know, the parking lot's like Gillette Stadium. There's people out there tailgating with hibachis. It really is. They love their freedoms up here.
But fewer laws, fewer restrictions on things like fireworks. In fact, around the 4th of July here in Massachusetts, again, to the south, you can whisper to your coworkers, hey, do you live in New Hampshire? Can you bring me back some fizzlers?
Right, sure. Some fireworks. And I got to be honest, 4th of July weekend is one thing, but like year-round, people lighting them off. I mean, my neighbor's drinking. He's over there. He's like, hey, you coming over for the fireworks? I'm like, it's Thanksgiving. I'm like, and because I've got two dogs, I've got two chihuahuas, okay? The toast pops up, and they're peeing on the rug. They're shaking so hard. 4th of July weekend, I have to wrap them in bubble wrap just to get through July 4th weekend in my neighborhood.
Well, you know, this is interesting because there are a lot of people who think of New Hampshire as, you know, being sedate people in sensible khakis and shoes. There are these fewer laws, and some New Hampshire lawmakers are backing a bill that would put up a border sign. Again, no sign between New Hampshire and Vermont or New Hampshire and Maine, but one warning drivers that the Massachusetts border is 500 feet away. And one lawmaker, this is Representative Jennifer Coffey, told WMUR, because you don't want to get caught on the other side of the line with illegal fireworks in an uninsured vehicle not wearing your seatbelt.
Sure, exactly. Well, you know, I used to be a cop in Maine in the 90s. And people would cross over from New Hampshire into Maine, and here they've got no seatbelt on. You know, they got a car full of liquor, but there's like a Roman candle is seatbelted in the passenger seat next to them, this 4-foot Roman candle. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm from New Hampshire. So it is like it's a whole different world.
Because you're not required to wear your seatbelt. You're not required to have an insured vehicle. We understand you just have to prove that you could pay for damages.
You don't have to have a helmet if you have a motorcycle. I'm telling you, it's nuts.
But is it still that way, Justin? We know of a time when the very conservative Manchester Union leader dictated politics. Candidates were required to hold an axe and take the pledge requiring that you would cut away at taxes. And we understand the union leader, they're endorsing Newt Gingrich this year. Their power is fading a little bit. Has New Hampshire changed?
I think, of course, it's changed a little bit. And it's like anywhere. There's some people who share that. I mean, look, I think most people wear a seatbelt. You don't have to. But most people do. So I think it's come a ways from that.
Well, how does this feel this time around? I was just up yesterday, and a lot of people saying it's just a quieter primary. They hadn't met a lot of the candidates. A lot of candidates didn't even come this year. So what's your sense of the primary this year?
Well, I think Romney has been all over the place. I mean, Romney, literally, they call me. They're like telemarketers. They're calling every other day. Sunday, a volunteer shows up with a flyer at my door. They're actually showing up at the door, and they're like, can we count on your vote? And by the way, they're driving a Lexus, which I found interesting. They're like, can I count on your vote? I'm like, can I count on you not hitting my Honda on the way out of here? I mean, Romney's vacation home up here is worth more than anybody's home in my whole town, so to give you an idea.
Well, we were talking about how New Hampshire might have changed long ago. Mills, old, beautiful brick mill buildings became software manufacturing plants. But we know you're a registered Republican, but you voted for Barack Obama in 2008?
I did. I mean, look, I'm almost independent. I'm still up in the air. This year, I mean, I don't want to give away what I think I'm going to do. I think I know what I'm doing.
If not, aren't there, like, liquor stores right next to every voting place?
Yes, there are. I'm gonna have a couple drinks, and then I'm going to go with my neighbor, who, by the way, this is another thing you only see in New Hampshire. My neighbor a month ago pulls into the driveway with a Christmas tree on his roof and a dead deer. So people are very productive here. He's like, look, kids, we got a Christmas tree and Rudolph.
God, that's not funny.
But it actually, look, it's a great state, and I love it. My wife and I, we go camping every year. We don't mean to, but the power goes out here every year, too. That's another thing. But I tell people, my wife and I, our foreplay is checking each other over for ticks. So it's really a great place to live and to raise a family.
You mentioned that you were once a cop, and we understand that when you began at the age of 19, you were too young to buy your own bullets?
I was. I literally had to have my partner go and buy the bullets for my gun because I wasn't old enough. I mean, I wasn't old enough. I would pull someone over and be like, you know, they have alcohol in the car. You're not old enough to have alcohol. And I'm like, neither am I. Let me call my backup. You know, it was really ridiculous. And when I was a cop, I used to protect Bush 1 up in Kennebunkport, Maine. I was on that security detail. And that's where I first became a Republican and all that stuff. But I was literally on the outskirts of the detail. Like, I was the outermost ring. So if anything ever happened, I would get shot. They would hear a noise and know there was a problem. And I was getting like $9 an hour, by the way.
Justin McKinney of Newmarket, New Hampshire. Justin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin, for having me.